He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodman. Glad you could come up this way on up the trail. So how about having a seat beside me here on this log, right under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too, and now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
Drops in her eyes for a lover who's been too long away. Or will this trail I'm riding bring an end to all her sighs? For this time I'm coming back to stay
way up high in Sierra Nevada. Drops in her eyes for a lover who's been too long away.
Or will this trail that I'm riding bring an end to all her sighs? For this time I'm coming back to stay way up high in Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada, that's the big mountain country. Lots of folks find the kind of outdoor recreation they want among the towering peaks and the glacier runs. Others in the birch and spruce and hemlock of the Lake States and New England, where the cold, clear lakes and fast-running streams give up bass and trout. Yes, sir, all over this great country of ours, more and more folks are getting outdoors all the time for the Sunday picnic or to camp or to hike along woodland trails. And in the winter, to do a bit of snowshoeing or skiing. Now, who can measure the value of our forests for the inspiration they give all of us and the recreation they provide? Isn't it fine when we're out doing these things I'm talking about? It's when you want to get outdoors and can't. Well, sir, that's hard to take sometimes. The Sons of the Pioneers have been through this. They call it the faraway blues.
We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. It's an awful feeling when you want to get outdoors and can't. Now, what do you like best? Roasting a nice, thick, juicy steak over an open fire? Spreading your sleeping bag down on a soft spot under the tree? Or is it enough for you just to ride along tree-shaded forest road? There's no end to the pleasures you can find outdoors. Each to his own taste and his own favorite spot. Now, a fella I know says Wyoming's where his heart is.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Skies are brighter, hearts are lighter, and the trail is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, neath the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine. Through the purple sage once more we'll ride, ride, ride. Down the sunset trail together, side by side, all alone in Wyoming. We will plan a nest for two, just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
And I'll bet when that fella finally gets to go to Wyoming, all along the way he'll find little spots along the highway and in the forests and woods to eat his lunch or put up a tent for the night. That's where the state and federal forest and park men come in. They help provide some mighty fine recreation areas for your use and mine. And they ask so little in return, only that we help keep these places as clean as we like to find them, to treat them kind of like our home away from home. You know, when you toss down trash and cans and bottles, you make it mighty tough on the men who have to clean up after you. They could be doing much more worthwhile things, maintaining the trails or improving the forest generally for even more effective use. Things like that. Yes, sir, it's up to you and me not to be either a firebug through carelessness or a litter bug through thoughtlessness. I think those are the sentiments of the Sons of the Pioneers, too. Am I right, Lloyd?
Well, Billy, when the boys and I are out on the trail, we play a little game. The first one of us that gets caught tossing down a candy wrapper, paper sack, tobacco can, or anything out here in the woods, he gets to do the cooking for 2 days straight and the cleaning up after meals. Then the rest of us can take it easy around the campfire and sing the kind of song that just fits the outdoors.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-blowing through the ragged sky,
hi-yay,
and up a cloudy draw.
Hi-yay, yippee-yi-yo.
Ghost bird in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming high, and he heard their mournful cry.
Aye.
Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our rail, Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. A trying to catch the devil's herd,
hi-ay,
across his endless sky.
Hi-ay, yippee-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Yippee-i-o.
Riders in the sky. Well, I know one fellow who always keeps his feet solidly on the ground and has a way of asking us to do the same. He's Smokey Bear, coming up the trail right now, big as life and with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. Are you going picnicking or camping this weekend? Well, have a good time, but be extra careful with fire. There's nothing that can destroy a pretty picnic area or campground faster than fire turned loose by some careless or unthinking person. So, whenever you're outdoors, whether it's on a picnic, camping, or just driving through the country, be careful. Be careful with your matches and smokes and your campfires. Well, I'll be seeing.
And there he goes on down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own State Forestry Department, along with the United States Forest Service and the station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. So until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for now. From Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellas who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.